It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. From Mill Cove, New Brunswick, with a great song, Because of Men Like Him, We're Free. Friends, welcome to the show, and on today's Gospel Trail, you'll be hearing a program of all patriotic songs as we pay tribute to our fallen, those who have served, past and present. Duane Ferris is an award-winning singer, songwriter, and yodeler. He's also known for his tribute song, The Legend of Wilf Carter. In 1996, Charlie Pride recorded Beyond the Wall, Every Name Has a Story on a compilation CD, a veteran tribute, These Colors Won't Run. Lots of big names on that CD, Bobby Bear, B.J. Thomas, Mo Bandy, Billy Walker, Johnny Paycheck, Riders in the Sky, The Kendalls, Johnny Rodriguez, and more. Marcia McCaslin and Betty Miller from Las Vegas wrote Beyond the Wall. After Charlie Pride, it's one that I wrote, Children Don't Forget, in memory of my father-in-law, Curtis Henry Williams, who was a decorated World War II veteran. He passed on January the 2nd, 1993, and I wrote this song on Remembrance Day that year and recorded it a couple years later with Dr. Ray Legere when Ray was living with his grandmother in Amherst, Nova Scotia. Friends, here's Charlie Pride with Beyond the Wall. Every name has a story.
On a cold day in D.C., at the wall she touched his name. Then in silence kissed his picture. It'll never be the same. As I watched her walk away from those who went beyond the call, thoughts go to those left behind and their lives beyond the wall. Beyond the wall, there's a story for every name written on that wall. Special things are left there yet by those who won't forget. Name memories go on beyond the wall. I saw a ragged teddy bear. Was it someone's favorite toy? From a son back to his daddy, or a father to his boy. And me, I kept the promise to buy my friend the beer. Here's to you, old buddy, I'll just leave it here. Beyond the wall, there's a story for every name written on that wall. Special things are left there yet by those who won't forget. Name memories go on beyond the wall. For every name memories go on beyond the wall.
Children, do not forget the heroes of our land. They died for freedom to rule, so we can be free, never afraid again. Children, don't forget the ones who died for you. In a land far away, they sacrificed their all. They gave all their strength and more. In a foxhole, cold and wet, wishing they were still back home. Children, don't forget the heroes of our land. Must remember, yes, we must remember brave men and women from all the great war. They're over on the distant shores where wars will be no more. Children, don't forget read their Bibles every day, looking for that inner strength to help them get through another day. Looking for that sunshine ray, was our soldiers far away? Children, don't forget the heroes of our land. We must remember, yes, we must remember, brave men and women from all the great wars. They're over on the distant shores, where wars will be no more. Children, don't forget the heroes of our land. Please, children, don't forget the heroes of our land.
One of my recordings, one there that I wrote, Children Don't Forget. Henry Thomas Joseph Hibbs is next, and with a name like that, he was bound to be famous. Harry Hibbs was born on September the 11th, 1942, in Belle Isle, then known as the Dominion of Newfoundland, before joining Canada. Harry Hibbs would release 26 albums, of which several went gold, and for a while, he had his own television show out of Hamilton, Ontario. He appeared many times on the Tommy Hunter Show, Sing Along Jubilee, and the Don Messer Jubilee. Harry left us early on December the 21st, 1989, at the young age of 47. He's most likely Newfoundland's best-known icon for traditional Newfoundland music. Harry has one titled Soldier Boy in Brown, followed by Lester McPherson from Cardigan PEI with Casualty of War.
In the doorway of the cottage, where the roses gently bloom, stands a maiden and her lover hand in hand. He was only a common soldier, bidding her his last farewell, as he came to ask her mother for her hand. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, though the years may come and go. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, only you. Though you send no sign or token, may your heart be never broken. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, only you. Years have passed, that little cottage stands no longer gay or bright, and the roses have extended in full bloom. Stands a maiden in that cottage, glowing old and feeble now, that her collar on her hair is turning gray. She is watching, she is waiting, and her head is bending down. She is waiting for her soldier boy in brown. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, though the years may come and go. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, only you. Though you send no sign or token, may your heart be never broken. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, only you. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart, only you.
Well, he called her on the telephone 2 weeks ago today. He said, "Now don't you worry, Mom, I promise I'm okay." She tried hard to hide from him her tears and all her pain, but he could read between the lines and the miles so far away. She had never tried to tell him how she hoped he would not go to join the fight for freedom and the country he loved so. He said, "I called to tell you what I knew you'd want to know, that in just 2 weeks, dear Mom, I'm coming home." And she could not believe the words her precious son did say. She had dreamed of seeing him again, how it would be only days. And she wondered how this day could be a million times before. Just to know her one and only son would be coming home from war. Later she was home when a knock came on her door, and there she found two officers in army uniforms with their heads bowed low, their hats in hand. She knew what they would say. "I'm sorry to inform you he was killed in war today." The neighbors came to see the cause for the cry they heard that day. For a mother's life was shattered as the two men walked away. And no one could help her as she cried such bitter tears. She was begging God to give him back the son she loved so dear. And she could not believe the words the officers did say. She had dreamed to see her son again, but hoped it'd be not this way. And she wondered how this day could feel a million times before. But she prayed they'd never bring him home, a casualty of war. But she prayed they'd never bring him home, a casualty of war.
Cardigan, Prince Edward Island's greatest talent there, Lester McPherson with Casualty of War, and one of Newfoundland's best, the great Harry Hibbs with Soldier Boy in Brown. Casualty of War by Lester McPherson is from his 2015 album Don't Stop the Music, which is one of his best. Tom Keeping from Halifax is next with My Hero, My Son. After Tom Keeping, it's New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Famer Dwayne Drost with one of his many compositions, Thank a Vet. And we must never forget to always thank a vet. Friends, here's Tom Keeping from Halifax.
I've dwelt on this often since that August day, when you and your shipmates did sail far away to a country so distant and foreign to you, to do what your country had asked you to do. Proud Canadians all, over 900 strong, with none of you thinking it would ever last long. But soon things were different and the war all too real. You helped free your country, bring Iraq to heel. Now it's all over and the battle's been won. And the good ship Athabasca has brought you safe home. It will live in my memory for some time to come. By the way, did you know you're my hero, my son? Now how good it feels to have you safe home, to be with your loved ones, catch up on lost time, to just hug your children, your sweethearts, your wives. We thank God you're back home with no loss of life. Now it's all over and the battle's been won, and the good ship Athabasca has brought you safe home. It will live in my memory for some time to come. By the way, did you know you're my hero, my son? I'm sure you must know you're my hero, my son.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Don't wait until Remembrance Day to think of it for what they've done. The battle goes on inside their head. Their war is never won. Never know what they went through, hidden stories in their face, the memories that they live with of that awful place. Their battle isn't over, even though the war was won. The grace of God was on the side of those who made it home. There were those who fought and died, fallen comrades, one by one. So take the time to thank a vet, promise never to forget the sacrifice they paid, everything they They were young and brave back then, a whole new world for them to see. And without a clue what was waiting for them across that cold and rugged sea. A trip to hell right here on earth with loved ones on their mind. Many fought and prayed to make it home, left behind. Their battle isn't over, even though the war was won. The grace of God was on the side of those who made it home. There were those who fought and died, fallen comrades, one by one. Take the time to thank a vet, promise never to forget
the sacrifice they paid, and everything they had done. Take the time to think of it, promise never to forget. The freedom that we have today is from the sacrifice they paid, everything they've done.
Dwayne Drost from Durham Bridge, the Fredericton, New Brunswick area, with Thank a Vet. And that was Tom Keeping, who now lives in Halifax, with My Hero, My Son. We lost Earl Mattinson a few years back, but we're really fortunate he recorded a handful of songs with George Longard. Earl has Ernest Tubbs' 1944 number one hit, The Soldier's Last Letter. Then it's In Flanders Fields. Canadian physician Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae was inspired to write this on May the 3rd, 1915, after presiding over a funeral of a friend who died in battle. Initially, he was not satisfied with the poem, and he threw it in the garbage. It was rescued, and it's one of the most quoted poems about war. So it's Earl Mattinson from Oxford, followed by In Flanders Fields.
Writing this down in a trench, Mama. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid and came home with mud on. Postman delivers the letter that fills her old heart with joy. She didn't know till she read the inside. It would be the last one. Dear Mom was away when it started. I miss you so much. It went on, and I never knew how much I loved you, but I'll prove it with this war. Captain just gave us our orders, and Mom will carry them through. Finish this letter the first chance I get, but for now I'll just say I love you. Old hands, they started to tremble as she fought the tears from her eyes. But they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her darling. Night as she knelt by her bedside, dear Lord, please hear my plea. Protect all those souls who are fighting tonight, and please, Lord, keep our country free. Writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. way that you did when I was a kid.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses.
Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae's world-famous poem, In Flanders Fields, and the late Earl Mattinson from Oxford with The Soldier's Last Letter. On November the 12th, 2006, Anthony Hutchcroft from British Columbia, he wrote the music for the poem In Flanders Fields, and that was his great recorded version you just heard. And friends, Johnny Cash is next with Route 1, Box 144. This is from his 1970 album, Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Johnny wrote this song, and back in the 1970s, Cash sang from the perspective of young people searching for answers in times of greed, hate, and troubles. And that was 50 years ago. Have we changed or learned any lessons since then? It's unfortunate, but with the passing of generations and time, people forget. Friends, here's the great Johnny Cash with Route 1, Box 144.
His dying barely made the morning paper, and they summed it up in 20 words or more. Killed in action, leaves wife and baby at Route 1, Box 144. He grew up on a little farm just a couple of miles out of town. As a boy, he worked in his daddy's field, and when his daddy could spare him, he hired out to the neighbors for whatever they could pay him. He was thought of as just average, a good boy, nothing more, the average amount of friends. He married his high school sweetheart. They bought a little plot of ground, and a couple of miles out of town on the mailbox it said, Route 1, Box 144. Well, back in town there were very few people that really knew him, because he hardly ever came to town, except for maybe on Saturdays. Of course, the usual crew was always there, but he didn't spend a lot of time with the usual crew. He took care of his business, bought what he had to have or could afford for his family, and went back to his little farm. With a baby on the way, he went to the army, and it was just a short while that the news came that he was killed in action. His body was sent back on a plane, and then by train. And then they brought the body from the train station to Route 1, Box 144. He never did great things to be remembered. He had never been away from home before. But you'd have thought that he was president or something. At Route 1, Box 144.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hoorah, hoorah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out that joyful day when Johnny comes marching home. Get ready for the jubilee, hoorah, hoorah. We'll celebrate the victory. Hoorah, hoorah. We'll all join in the big parade and let the soldier have his day. That joyful day when Johnny comes marching home.
America, America, when Johnny comes marching home. America, America, when Johnny comes marching home.
We'll sound the horns and beat the drums, salute them for
We've all lost family, friends, and neighbors in many different wars. And I recall, as a little child, one old fella who lived near us. He'd lost his left arm and his right leg in World War II. And sometimes kids would ask him how he lost his limbs, and he'd gasp and look surprised that they were gone. He had a great sense of humor about it, but some years later, he took a pistol in his good right hand and ended his own life. It makes me think about all the sacrifices that our soldiers have made to keep us free. A lot of them never come back. Sometimes it's harder for the ones that did. But I believe God holds a special place in heaven for every one of them.
Dolly Parton, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Words and music are credited to Lewis Lambert, also known as Patrick Gilmore, published in 1863. Patrick Gilmore was an Irish-American band leader. It's said that he wrote the song for his sister Annie as she prayed for the safe return of her fiancé, Captain John O'Rourke, from the Civil War. Gilmore came from Ireland, spent time in Canada with an English band, before relocating to Boston in 1848. He was born on Christmas Day, 1829, in Ballygar, County Galway, Ireland. He passed at age 62 in St. Louis, Missouri. The next two songs are from a different perspective. Gene Wiles wrote The Reporter of Wars, produced by Columbia Records, released on a 45 RPM record in 1966. This is something most don't give much thought to. Thousands of reporters have been killed in wars over the years, and there's issues with this recording. It certainly has been played a lot, but I feel it needs to be heard. Johnny Horton will follow Gene Wiles with Comanche the Brave Horse. Over the years, hundreds of thousands of horses have been killed in wars. You may have to listen more intently to hear what Gene Wiles is saying in this one. It's titled The Reporter of Wars.
As I read the newspaper, I saw a good friend's name. He was killed today in battle, in a war that's such a shame. He was no soldier in uniform, there's no medals for his son. He was only a reporter in far-off Vietnam. I have often sat and wondered why the story was never told of the many great reporters who have stood so brave and bold. I've seen them die in battle, both women and young men. People act as though to praise them would be some kind of sin. I have heard them being criticized for things that just aren't true. They'll admit they make mistakes, as people sometimes do. But don't we always want the truth, as I've heard the critics say? I think the world should know the price these reporters sometimes pay. At their sights, but many of them have stayed there, and some of them have died. And for the bravest soldiers I know, they'll always stand to tell the stories of the wars to the people of their land.
As you read the many stories of the world,
remember the brave reporters who have sacrificed their lives. They have been with us throughout the years in the wars and world unrest. Like my friend, we now must lay to rest. They will always do their best.
last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, Comanche, the brave horse, lay at the general's feet. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Though you are silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, I know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little big horn. Poor old Comanche, your battle scarred and torn. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you give your all. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you give your all.
Comanche, the brave horse by Johnny Horton and Gene Wiles with the Reporter of Wars. The horse Johnny Horton sang about was a mixed breed, the sole survivor of the Battle of the Little Big Horn on June the 25th, 1876. Comanche was a veteran. He was found in a ravine where he had crawled, waiting to die and feed the crows. His wounds were serious. Had he not have been raised up and cared for, he would have died. He carried 7 scars from 7 bullet wounds. 3 of the balls were extracted on the battlefield and the last removed in April of 1877. Never to be ridden again, he was given the life of a prince. He died of colic on November the 7th, 1891, believed to be 29 years old. Comanche the Brave Horse was written by Francis Bandy and Johnny Horton. Released on the album, Johnny Horton Makes History in 1960. And friends, George Jones is next from his 1998 CD, It Don't Get Any Better Than This, is Wild Irish Rose. And this may not be the Wild Irish Rose you are thinking about.
They sent him to Asia to fight in a war. He came back home crazy and asking what for. They had him committed, oh, medals and all, to a mental hospital with rubber walls. cut off the funding, or they cut off the lights. He hit the street running that cold winter night. Now the streets are the only place he can call home. He seems oh so lonely, but he's never alone. He lies there holding his wild Irish rose. This crazy old fool in the smelly old clothes. He could have had something much better, God knows, than a half-empty bottle of wild Irish rose. A baby named Scarlet with laughing blue eyes has been in his wallet all way back since 65. So much was forgotten, oh, so far back in time, way down in the bottom of a river of wine. You know, they found him at Park Street, West 25th. They can't even find a heartbeat. Lord, his fingers are stiff. Just like they're all frozen, he's holding her tight. But the habit, oh, it's broken. This is Rose's last night. He lies there holding his wild Irish rose, but his soul's in a place where a real hero goes. Now he's got something better, much better, God knows, than a half-empty bottle of wild Irish rose.
George Jones, Wild Irish Rose. All too often, our veterans are misunderstood and don't receive the help they need and deserve. I'm sure you know someone like George Jones just sang about. One of the great songwriters, Bobby Braddock, penned Wild Irish Rose. He also wrote Divorce for Tammy Wynette, Time Marches On for Tracy Lawrence, and I Want to Talk About Me for Toby Keith. Friends, there are no winners in wars. And like me, I know you all pray for a peaceful world. Kevin Collins from Newfoundland will close with one he wrote, Tomb of the Unknown Grave. And next week I'll return to the regular Gospel Trail format. May God's love and peace surround each and every one of you. And friends, blessings to you all.
Since the dawn of man, there's a fighting hand. Up to now we can't explain. In forgotten wars, or to current shores, in a world that's forever changed. World Wars One and Two, Vietnam, Korea too, all battles too countless to name. be it terror or guns, they brought death to our sons in the tomb of the unknown grave. Why they start and end, can an answer mend all the tragic wrong that's been caused? When we have no choice but to protect our lives and to silence the devil's prong, can we right the wrong through a hero's song? Is there any way to repay? Was the price too great for our freedom's sake? When the battles go on and on, what are we here for? Should we just ignore all the lives that were lost in vain? Lest we all forget all the tears have been wept on the tombs of the unknown graves. With all dignity lost, with no name, just a cross, just a mark to for the shame of a memorial shrine, could be yours or mine, and the tomb of the unknown grave. Whether friend or foe, do their spirits go where the thunder calls out their name? Just reward, stand at heaven's door from the tomb of the unknown.